Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Wiggins! Oh! Wiggins!
Love that. Makes me feel like I'm 40 again.
I just had to.
What I have here is based on yesterday's conversation, the 2 o'clock hour, if you missed it, Annie shared with us the history of some popular phrases. And we had to guess where they came from and so forth, and we did a great job.
It wasn't like a game.
It wasn't like a game show or anything.
Needed to do something at 2:25. That was really it.
And I said, boy, that was great. I'm going to take your lead, and I'm going to look up about a billion more of them. And so I am going to read. Do we want to recap yesterday's at all?
No.
Because
it's
didn't include those.
People can listen. Yeah, would be awesome if you started with the same things we did last time. We're pretty close.
For Wiggins America, I'm going to do what Annie did yesterday.
The exact same article.
Brad, you summed it up.
She really liked this article. I think I'm going to do it again. For somebody's birthday. Let's go. Okay, first one.
You know exactly what I want. It's like we're in sync. You and me. I'm Justin Timberlake, though.
And I am Nick, the cute one.
I thought Nick is Backstreet Boys.
I thought he was Joey.
I'm not.
I guess it all depends on who you're attracted to.
He's the fat one. Joey Fatone.
Man.
I need to leave. It's gonna get we got a long segment here.
Yeah.
Gonna get uncomfortable.
This is gonna be a day. I'm promising you right now, if you can listen to this whole show, you should. I don't know what's going
to
happen, and that's the point. Yeah, Annie.
Stop trying to get out of here.
If you can stay, that'd be great. All right, the first one is, don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. Any guesses as to where don't throw the baby out with the bathwater might have came from?
I have a guess. They used to not change the bathwater. Lots of babies. You'd go through and use the same bathwater over and over and over again. You could see the baby in the bathwater.
Yeah, that's exactly right. It says that they would fill the tub with hot water back when it was a little harder to get hot water. And the man of the house had the privilege of the nice clean water first.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you would bathe the baby last.
Then all the other sons and men would go next. Then the women. And finally the children. And last of all, the baby.
Yeah.
And by the time they washed the baby, the water was usually so dirty that they'd say, don't throw the baby out with the bathwater because if you dip the baby down, you couldn't even see him in the water.
How long ago was this a thing?
I don't know. It didn't say the years.
The 1980s.
Yeah. Yeah. This was back like when we were little.
Yeah, when we were kids.
Forever ago.
It was so dirty water. Oh, gosh.
Mm-hmm. Downtown St. Louis.
Do you remember indoor plumbing coming in the mid-90s?
I do.
Yeah. But the connection sound it would make when
we
you turn on.
So
that
excited.
Was the internet. That's
it was
different.
Just frustrating having to throw your chamber pot out in the street every.
That was frustrating. I remember that.
You got
to
be careful when you're walking
to throw
down.
The chamber pot out with the
with the
poop. 90s were a weird time. We were getting plumbing indoors. We were very excited about that. The nation was crazy about Urkel.
Only women participated in women's sports.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ancient.
Ancient.
Oh, my goodness.
Next one. It's raining cats and dogs.
Oh, I've heard this one before, but I don't remember what it was.
I have no clue where this came from.
Houses had thatched roofs back in the 90s, Leah. thick straw piled high with no wood underneath.
It was the nice houses.
Right, yeah. Most people just slept outside.
They didn't have a roof.
It was the... you were rich if you had a roof.
Caves.
Most people just had walls.
Yeah.
It was the only place for animals to get warm up there on that thatched roof. So all the cats and other small animals, like mice and bugs, would live kind of in the roof. And when it rained, it became slippery, and sometimes the animals would slip and fall off the roof. Hence the saying, it's raining cats and dogs. Yay.
Gosh, I'm glad I know that now.
I feel enriched.
Just in case I encounter it later today, I'll be like, hey, you know what?
Yeah.
So now people just use that as a euphemism.
That's right. Yeah. And it used to be that it would actually physically rain cats and dogs.
Yeah.
How blessed we are now. How blessed. Bring home the bacon.
Hunting?
People say that?
I was going to say it had to do something with boar hunting.
Not exactly. No, it says that sometimes when people were rich enough, or they'd gotten like a windfall of money, or they'd had a good season, they would be able to buy pork, which was apparently pretty special. And when visitors came over, they would actually hang up their bacon to show it off. It was a sign of wealth if a man could bring home the bacon. They would then cut off a little bit to share with guests, and they would sit around, and here's another phrase, chew the fat. How about that? Leah. Next one.
G-Wib says the B. I'm here for you today, G-Wibs.
Okay, how about bite the bullet?
This was like doctor would give the guy a bullet when they were operating on him.
So they could bite
So they could bite down and to help with the pain.
Pain.
You got it.
Release the pressure of your angst on the bullet you were biting.
Doesn't it seem like you could bite anything, though? Like, why a bullet?
Because it's not gonna crumble. No, you can't just bite anything.
Well, you can bite a rag or something, you know? It says in the olden days, when doctors were short on anesthesia or during a battle, they would ask the patient to bite down on a bullet to distract from the pain.
Maybe there are bullets around in a battle?
I was going to say, if it's Civil War, those are lead bullets.
Mm-hmm.
It says that the first recorded use of the phrase was...
Now we just keep our lead in our Stanleys.
1891... in some book called The Light That Failed. Doesn't mean that was the first time it was ever used. That's just the first recorded use of it. Next one is holding... This one I love. I love. Holding a wake. Does anybody know where this came from? The term wake.
Didn't they lay them out to make sure they were dead?
Yes. But do you know why?
Because they're afraid of vampires.
Because they thought that they were dead?
They're afraid of vampires. They thought that they were dead, but they were not quite sure. So apparently lead cups were common to drink ale or whiskey out of. And the combination of both alcohol and lead cups would sometimes knock people out for days at a time. And they would assume they were dead. And so
they had to be sure.
Somebody walking along the road would pick them up if they were just laying there and prepare them for burial. And they'd lay them out just usually on a kitchen table for a couple days. And the family would gather around to have a wake to hope that they actually weren't dead. Hence, holding a wake.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
This one is another one of my favorites here. Saved by the Bell.
It's boxing, isn't it?
No.
It's a good guess.
So.
It's a good guess. That's what I would have thought. It's not.
What is it? Nobody wants to sit here and listen to me think.
England is old and small, and the local folks started running out of places to bury people.
Yeah.
Do you know where I'm going with this?
Yes, and that's because John said, Saved by the Bell, also to be sure you weren't dead after being buried.
He's got it.
Yep.
So they would dig up coffins at the time and would take the bones out to a bone house, is what they called it, and reuse the grave. When reopening some of these old coffins, they said about one out of every 25 coffins had scratch marks on the inside of them. And they realized they had been burying people alive, similar to the wake thing.
It's a really, really happy segment.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So,
it's just like, oh, Annie, you're turning 40. Let's do things about death. All right.
Yeah, there's a theme here.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Over the hill.
They would tie a string. They would tie a string around the wrist of the corpse afterwards, and then they would lead the string up out of the ground and tie it to a bell. Someone would have to sit out in the graveyard all night waiting to see if the person woke up for probably a couple days afterwards.
Man.
That's also where the term graveyard shift comes from. And they would listen for the bell, and if it rang, you were saved by the bell. And if you looked exactly like somebody, that you were called a dead ringer. Isn't that crazy? I love that one. What's the matter, guys? Cat got your tongue?
Yep.
That's how you do radio professionally. The old English Navy used to whip a cat of nine tails to people. You knew this. Kind of.
It's disgusting.
The pain was so severe when they would whip people.
Again.
That it caused the victim to stay quiet for a long time. And I don't know if maybe it had to do with actually whipping their tongue, but
the cat got the tongue.
Yeah, it would. It would.
Okay,
cat
moving
got
on.
Your tongue. All right, all right.
Are any of these happy?
No.
Okay.
Die Hard. Speaking of, we're sticking with the theme here. This will not be on Wiggins' best of volume. Yes, it will. Die Hard.
What did you just say?
This, somebody said in the chat, this will not be on Wiggins' best of volume mix, LOL.
It's not what you just said.
Whatever. Die Hard. Bruce Willis made up the term. No.
I mean, it tracks.
Yeah.
While it typically refers to someone with strong dedication to a particular set of beliefs, the term Die Hard originally had a series of much more literal meanings. Its earliest incarnation in the 1700s was the expression describing condemned men who struggled the longest when they were hanged. So if you got hanged and you wouldn't die in the 1700s, you were called a Die Hard. Thank you. Thank you. And there's only like three more of these. This is great stuff. Paint the town red.
Doja Cat.
Doja Cat is correct. The phrase, paint the town red. This is killer, no filler. Most likely owes its origin to one legendary night of drunkenness in 1837. How did you guys not know this? The Marquis of Waterford, a known drunk and mischief maker in England, led a group of friends on a night of drinking through the English town of Melton Mowbray. I can't believe you didn't know this. The bender culminated in vandalism and Waterford and his fellow revelers knocked over flower pots, pulled knockers off of doors. I don't like the idea that they were grabbing knockers. And broke the windows of some of the town's buildings. To top it all off, the mob literally painted a toll gate and several homes red. Therefore, paint the town red. There's only a minute left.
What do you got against grabbing knockers?
Only sober. It was that they were drunk. And they, who knows?
Ask the door for consent.
Right.
Okay.
Upper crust. Last one. And this is like the worst one. Bread was divided according to status. Workers got the burnt bottom of the loaf. The family in the middle got the mid-die. And the guests, or the richest people, would get the upper crust.
Maybe just don't burn the bread.
That's what I thought. Like, maybe just learn to bake. Instead of coming up with these dumb phrases to get around your bad baking.
Let's talk to Tyrus.
There you go.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.